Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Survival Jobs, a podcast, a part of the Broadway Podcast Network and Broadway World. My name is Samantha Dawn Tutsalo, and this is my amazing co-host, Jason A. Coombs. Jason, it has been so long since we've been in this space recording like this. How are you?
I know. Happy New Year, survivors. Can you keep saying Happy New Year at the end of January?
Yes.
I don't know if I just said it, so Happy New Year.
You can. I think you can through February. That's my rule.
Okay, we'll go with your rule.
It's still new.
We'll go with your rule. But yeah, we haven't done an episode, a mic check episode, in a hot minute. We've been on a little season two, in between season two and season three, little hiatus, while we figured out some stuff, some life stuff, some world stuff, some stuff. Right?
Some stuff. You know, I do think it's so important, especially as artists who are trying to survive with our own survival jobs, you know, to take the time we need to make sure that what we're doing is still enjoyable and we're not just like cranking out episodes because we have to. It's because we want to. And I think we both needed just a minute to just regroup, get it together, make sure that we were entering season three in the way that we wanted to. And so we're entering, we're coming back. I'm so excited. Right. Our lineup, and we'll let you guys know the guests as they become announced, but our lineup so far for season three is dreams, iconic. I cannot wait for you guys to hear these episodes and these guests. It's going to be unbelievable. And Jason, we've been so lucky jumping around these carpets too. So that's been super fun.
Yeah, it totally has been. And I feel like just jumping off on what we were saying earlier, because we were talking to Alan, shout out to Alan from BPN, about just podcasting and being consistent. And, you know, a lot of people in 2020, when they started launching their podcast, they had all the time in the world to make stuff, right? Because we were all sitting at home, all chilling, all trying to figure out what the next step was. And then lots of people went back to work. Lots of people went back to just life. And a lot of podcasts don't exist anymore. Like, they just kind of fell off, right? People became inconsistent with them and they disappeared. And we didn't want that. We wanted to be able to take a breather, take a break, get our energy back, get our lives together, and then come back fresh. And that's what we're doing. And we have, like you said, we have such a great lineup coming. We have some exciting plans. We've been doing these carpets. It's about to be Broadway opening season, Samantha Dawn Tutsalo. How incredible is that?
You know, it's so incredible. And I've just been feeling so grateful for what we've made and where we are. So you guys are about to hear the audio from the Days of Wine and Roses opening night carpet that Jason and I just got to do on Jason's birthday, by the way,
which
what a fun way to spend your birthday.
Yeah, I was very hesitant at first. I think I told you, I'm not sure. And then yeah. I sat on it and I was like, I'm a low-key person. I never really do big things for my birthday, right? I always try to keep it low-key. But I was like, yeah, I'll give this a shot. You know, it's going to be work, but it's going to be fun work. And it ended up being one of the best birthdays I've ever had. So
yeah. I literally posted on the Survival Jobs web Instagram, like, for Jason's birthday, like, he just want, you know, may you interview Vanessa Williams this year again. And then she was on the carpet and Jason interviewed her. So we're manifesting already and the manifestations are coming. But I have been feeling so grateful for the opportunities that we have and the opportunities to come. And I always go back to, like, the way we started the show was just out of boredom in the pandemic and, like, wanting to create and having the urge to connect. And yeah. And for what this show is turning into, it's just so cool. And I'm so grateful for you. And I love being on this journey with you.
Samezy, boo. Samezy.
What was your favorite part about the carpet that we're about to play?
I know. First of all, that carpet was insane in all the best ways. It was just really, really hectic. Like, I guess most carpets are, but that one was because the area was very small and there was a lot of media, a lot of press. Of course, because it's a big show that's opening, but it was a little overwhelming for me. And I remember saying to you, like, I'm okay just chilling back here for now. Like, I'm a very energy person. I'm very, like, in tune with energies. So I was okay just, like, you know what, for this moment, I'm going to stay in the back. I'm going to get my energy together because it was a lot happening.
It was tight, yeah.
Very tight, very, it was a lot. But then I feel like we were able to switch in the right place.
We did.
And then I got to talk to Vanessa Williams. And I don't know if I've ever talked about how much I love Vanessa Williams, because the last time we did a red carpet with her, we didn't do a mic check before.
Right.
But she's just always been someone that I've always just loved. I remember just being a little kid. I had to be like 5 years old. And I remember, like, I loved Whitney Houston and I loved Vanessa Williams. I think because they're both, like, these beautiful Black women that were just so stunning and so talented. And I love their voices, right? A little baby gay Jason. And I just, like, was just so in love with both of them. And, of course, Whitney Houston's no longer with us. But the opportunity to speak to Vanessa Williams and get to tell her how awesome she is and what she means to me. And I feel like just the Black community in general as a groundbreaking woman, you know, the first Black Miss America, who overcame so much shit she was put through for that, for, you know, stuff that we don't got it into, right? But, like, she really overcame so much stuff, and she's one of the most iconic divas, right, of Broadway. You know, she's an absolute legend, and she's so kind, and she's so stunningly beautiful, and she just has a great energy. And so I guess that's, like, always a highlight, is be able to talk to her, because she just means so much to me. But also Bernadette Peters, y'all, yikes.
When I listen to the audio back and you're like, hi, this is a podcast, so can you introduce yourself, and she's like, in her Bernadette Peters voice that I'm not even going to try to do because I will butcher it. She's like, yes, I'm Bernadette Peters. And I just started laughing because I was like, how iconic that we're asking Bernadette Peters to introduce herself. But we have, you know,
that's, yeah, we're like standing for her.
It is. It was honestly, I was laughing, crying. I was like, this is so amazing. That was an amazing carpet. And I personally loved speaking to Kelly and Brian, the stars of the show.
Yeah, you did.
They were just so nice and, like, happy to chat with us. And Brian D'Arcy James was staring into my eyes the whole time. And I was like, are we in love? Just kidding, you guys, but not really. But yeah, it was awesome. And everyone should go see the show.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yes, of course. So
Amber Ruffin was there, who is this amazing comedian and writer, and she was a talk show host for a bit, and she was there, and I remember, like, I was sitting in the back, I was, like, chilling in the back, it was very overwhelming, and she ended up coming up to me, and she, like, greeted me like she knew me. I was like, why is Amber Ruffin, like, talking to little old me? And then she was like, where did this red carpet start? And I told her, like, where it started. It was, like I said, it was so chaotic, and unfortunately, because it was so chaotic, we didn't get to talk to her. But just, like, having that little moment with her, just seeing someone so chill and so real, and someone who's, like, again, so iconic, working on The Wiz. Like, come on, y'all. That's going to be so incredible. It was also, like, a really cool, chill moment that I'm really going to take with me because she's human.
I'm okay. Dead. I did not know that would happen. That's so good.
There was a lot happening that day.
Oh, my God. So much happening. Yeah, and so before we play this audio for you guys, we just wanted to announce that season 3 will be coming back with a new episode the week of March 4th. We're having our launch. Yeah, we're having our big launch party on March 3rd. And then we're going to be back into it. And so DM us if there's someone from the upcoming Broadway season that you want us to try to get on. We definitely can. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to see for season three. Here for season three. Excuse me. What you want us to do for season three. Mm. We're here for you guys. And we're so appreciative of all of our listeners and everyone who supports us. So hit us up. Our email is survivaljobspod@gmail.com. And our Instagram handle is survivaljobspod. So definitely hit us up. Let us know.
And can I ask y'all a quick favor, if y'all wouldn't mind, to just maybe just leave us a little review, a little 5-star review on wherever you listen to this, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, just give us a little review, because that really helps us. And like we said, we're trying to start season three with a bang, and just giving like the show is great really will help us. I don't know what else to say. It's a cheesy kind of ask, but everyone asks, right? We have a podcast. Everyone asks you to support them in that way. So thank you.
And sometimes to get what you want in life, all you have to do is ask.
Bam.
Boom. Enjoy this audio from the Days of Wine and Roses opening night red carpet.
And go see it.
And go see it. And see you in season three.
Woohoo.
Bye.
Peace.
Hello, my name is Samantha Dawn Tutslow.
And my name is Jason A. Coombs.
And we're here for the Broadway Podcast Network at
Days of Wine and Roses, the opening night red carpet.
We're so excited to chat with everyone. Come on.
Congratulations, happy opening.
Thank you very much.
Since we're a podcast network, most of our listeners are only listening, so can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Kelly O'Hara.
Happy opening night. How are you feeling tonight?
I feel calm and excited and happy and grateful.
So this was dreamt up years ago when you and Brian were in Sweet Small of Success. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel to finally see it come to life and you're on your Broadway opening after 20 plus years of dreaming it?
Well, it just teaches me a lesson to be patient, but also dream big and voice those dreams and believe that they might come true, because this one has.
It sure has.
Yeah.
So our show on the network is called Survival Jobs, and we talk about jobs you had on your way to your success. Do you have a survival job that's most memorable from your journey to your success?
Well, look, I'm lucky enough to have been working for the larger part of my adult life. But as a kid, I chopped cotton on my farm. I worked at the Macaroni Grill, waiting tables and singing Italian opera.
Oh, singing still, perfect.
Yeah, so that was the best job.
It's like the Ellen Stardust.
That's right.
Of
that's
the
right.
Suburbs.
That was during college, and I worked at Hobby's Hoagies. It was a Philadelphia cheesesteak shop when I was in high school. But really, when I moved to New York, I started singing, I started working, and I've never looked back.
Amazing.
Yes.
Real quick, so the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. I'm sure you already had this question. What are two things that fill your day?
Work and family.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Well, happy opening. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you very much.
We're just a podcast network, not just, but a lot of the people are only listening, so can you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Tabitha Lowing. I'm Addie Manthi.
Amazing. And congratulations. Happy opening. You both are making your Broadway debut.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Just so excited to work with everybody in this cast. And Kelly and Brian are incredible. So I love it.
How about you?
Same with me, but just a little nervous.
Nervous? Yeah. Well, that's normal. And nerves are not always a negative thing.
Yep.
So the show is called Of Days of Wine and Roses, as you know. What are two things that make your day happy and filled?
I love trampoline parks. All the trampolines everywhere. It's just so fun.
My niece loves those too, and I've gone. They are super fun. I agree.
Also, eating all the ice cream I could ever eat.
Incredible.
I love candy because of the awesome taste it has to it. And I also like watching TV because of all of the shows that are on it.
What's your favorite show that you're watching right now?
Probably Gravity Falls.
Amazing. I'll definitely have to check it out. Well, thanks for chatting with us.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great opening.
Thank you.
Awesome. Welcome, Olivia.
Thank you.
So we're a podcast, so most of our listeners are listeners. We might introduce yourself to
Hi.
Our listeners.
Yeah, I'm Olivia Hernandez.
Yes, and this is opening night. How do you feel?
I could not be more excited. I feel like this is just a dream come true, truly. And I am just so happy to celebrate this show that I believe in so deeply. And I love being in every single day.
I love that. Do you have a favorite memory from the rehearsal process?
Yes. The first time that we, when we were rehearsing off-Broadway, the first time that we ran the show in its entirety, and I got to see what Kelly and Brian were doing, and it just broke my heart. And every single rehearsal, it broke my heart. And, you know, even the runs now for Broadway when we were rehearsing again, it's like I just sat there sobbing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Adam said to me, well, I guess if Olivia cries every day, like, we've got it. We've got, you know, if Olivia can cry at this show every single day, then we're doing something right.
Yeah. What is that Nicole Kidman ad in, like, the AMC theaters? Heartbreak feels good?
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Okay, last question. The show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that always bring you happiness or joy in your days, especially in a time like this?
Truly, it's coming to this theater every day.
Yes.
One of my favorite things about doing this work is the people that we get to work with every day. You know, many of those people you don't see, our dressers, the stitchers, our hair people.
They're the glue.
Just like, and they're also, you know, props, stage management, all these people are some of the most fun and dynamic people, and they make my day every single day. So I just love what we get to do, and it makes me so happy to
do it. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Kill
it tonight.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, happy opening night.
Thank you very much. Excited.
Yeah, so we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of people are just listening, so can you please introduce yourself?
I'm David Jennings, and I play the role of Jim Hungerford, who is the AA sponsor.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You have a ton of Broadway credits under your belt.
Yeah.
Most recently, Tina.
Tina.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different from Tina,
a little bit darker. Yeah.
So how is that transition going from something that's like a little bit more upbeat to something a little bit darker?
Such a challenge, and a welcome challenge, actually, because as an actor, that's what you want. You don't want to get complacent, and you want something that's going to challenge you and make you work harder. And this is one of those pieces that makes you really dig in deep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So our show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Mm-hmm. We talk about the jobs people have had and to the success that they're in now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a memorable survival job that you could share?
Wow. Yeah. You know what? When I first moved to New York, I worked for a limo company. And I would take the orders and send out the cars. And that's actually how I learned to get around. I learned, like, what street comes after what. And I was like, oh, now I know how to get
to there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've lived in New York for 12 years, and I still walk the wrong way.
So
I should get that job. So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses, obviously. Do you have two things in your life that make you happy or bring you joy?
I think my family brings me happiness and joy. And the ability to get to do this.
Yeah.
I've done several Broadway shows, and this just never gets old, you know?
Opening night
and all the celebratory things.
Yeah.
So I think that.
So that means you're right where you belong.
I think
and
so.
Last thing for social, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So since it is dark, but it is still centered around love, let's see what couple you are. What famous couple you are. It does take a while.
All right.
But
let's
we'll see where we're going to land.
All right. Boom, 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 boom.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's Timothée Chalamet. And what's her name? I can't say it.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll
so
take that.
Fierce.
Okay.
Fun. Cool. Happy opening.
My
thank
pleasure.
You for chatting
thank
with us.
Much.
All right, so thank you for being here. Congratulations on opening night.
Oh, thank you so much.
So
I'm so happy.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And we are a podcast network. So would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Yes, I'm Sharon Catherine Brown.
So Sharon, I did some research with my co-host Samantha, and we heard that you were the first Black Lucy?
Yes, in Jekyll and Hyde. Hyde.
Yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was many years ago, and Kelly O'Hara was in the ensemble, but then became my Emma. So she was my Emma when I was Lucy, And yeah, it was
full
pretty
circle.
Incredible. Oh, that cast. When we did Jekyll and Hyde, Jerry Mitchell was our choreographer.
Oh my
just
gosh,
the choreographer.
Yeah.
And Ken Davenport, who's one of the biggest producers on Broadway, was our company manager.
I love that.
And David Warren was our director, who directed all the Desperate Housewives and Gossip
yes.
Girl. Like, we just had this team, you know, just.
And it becomes yeah. a family, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, do you have a favorite memory from the rehearsal process?
Of Jekyll and Hyde or this show?
Oh, this show.
Of this show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I'll tell you my favorite memory mm-hmm. or my favorite thing
yeah.
is not just from rehearsals. I will tell you, this is unique.
Yeah.
Our director, Michael Greif, always comes to our dressing rooms
yeah.
to say, have a good show. And at the end of the show, he goes, that was a good show. And knocks on, I mean, every
yeah.
door. And I have to say, he does that with all his actors. It's very loving.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite thing.
So
we have
warm.
A lot of incredible things that happen during rehearsal, like
yeah.
laughter. But the thing that I'm always thinking about is how well-loved we are as actors, and you don't always get that.
Don't always get that. We need
so,
that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, it's a thing of, I'll tell you the difference. You can always tell when someone is tolerating you as opposed to loving you.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, is we feel loved, not
feel
tolerated.
That.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that so
a,
much.
That's great for an actor.
Can I ask you one more question?
Oh, please.
Which I'm sure you're getting a lot tonight. But if you could fill your days with two things, right, besides wine and roses,
yes.
what would those two things be?
I don't want to give the same answer. I'm kind of cheating because I'm thinking of all these other things that I really... I'll tell you, I lost my dad in 2022, and it's still very, very fresh.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And so, and you know my dad. You know my dad is on television. And I think I would just fill my days with that, just more time. When I really think of it, I'm like, oh, if you really gave me what was in my head, it would be my dad and cold brew coffee.
Yes.
Cold brew coffee. Those two,
those two things.
Cold brew coffee is always in there because I'm obsessed with it. And
I love that.
Yes, and everybody knows that about me. So, yeah, that's
yes.
what it'd be like.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick social media check? A little quick TikTok?
Please.
I know the show.
I'm on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, what is your TikTok? You just want to shout it out?
I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok and... okay. Hi.
Oh, no. We're going to do your favorite celebrity couple
oh,
that
wait,
you would be.
Is this going to stop?
Yeah. It's going to tell
do
you what famous
it?
Celebrity couple. Oh, Euphoria. Do you watch Euphoria?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Jacob
is
Elordi.
That who we are?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wish that was us.
We got a good one.
I know. Wait, just doing it again.
Don't okay. do zombies.
We got it again. It's meant to be. It's meant to be.
We can't help
it's
it.
It's meant to be.
We can't help it. We can't help it if we got it like that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love
it. Kill it tonight,
guys.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Thank you, Jim.
Hi, happy opening.
Thank you very much.
Of course. So we're the Broadway Podcast Network. A lot of people are just listening. So can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Brian Darcy James, and I am playing Joe Clay in the Broadway opening of Days of Wine and Roses.
Congratulations. Thanks. What a production this is, and it really, really is so moving. So I know that you and Kelly chatted about doing this years ago when you were in another production together, 20-plus years ago.
Right.
So how does it feel to be at opening night and see what you dreamed of coming to life?
It is a remarkable thing, because when you put it in that light, it does make you realize how miraculous
yeah.
any Broadway show is coming to life, but the fact that this one is actually happening is just that. It's miraculous.
Yeah.
And it really did start with Kelly's idea and planting the seed.
Which
and
is amazing.
Offering the idea to Adam Gettle and him kind of taking that and running with it, and here we are. And that's me. For the viewers at home, I'm standing in front of a poster of me kind of nuzzling Kelly O'Hara's neck.
You know, you sure are nuzzling the neck. So, you know, this is not the most upbeat show. How have you navigated your work and your real life? Because it is a little bit heavier.
Well, it is heavy, but it's also very exhilarating, too, because as an actor, you hope to do things that ask a lot of you, and this certainly does. So it requires all hands on deck
yeah.
and all the attention that I can give it with my craft and my, you know, what I can bring to it emotionally, physically, mentally. So in that way, it is kind of the most rewarding and exhilarating sure. experience for me. And hopefully there are moments of great joy and in the storytelling that allow the audience to feel hopeful and drawn to the characters and their desire to love each other and yeah. want to connect with each other despite their addictions and despite the hardship that they encounter sure. because of it. So all of those things go into it for me to kind of make it a balancing act of joy and sorrow yeah. and hope and
which is life.
Despair.
Which
yeah.
is real life.
Yeah.
So our show on the network is called Survival Jobs. We talk to people about the jobs that they had on the way to their journey for success. Do you have a memorable survival job you could share?
I was a doorman once very, very early on.
Amazing.
At a men's store in my hometown, Saginaw, Michigan.
You probably had to put on your best acting chops for that. You get a bunch of different types of people walking in there.
Little, yeah, maybe.
Some conflict.
I mean, it wasn't a very hard job. Yeah. You just basically have to use your arm. So if you're really good. It was prior to my kind of entree into the world of pursuing acting. So yeah. I don't know if I consider it a survival job. But I suppose while in the midst of pursuing acting, I did a lot of industrials.
Okay.
Which are basically selling your soul to you know, sing about... You know, cigarettes.
Yeah. yeah.
You know.
But hey, you got to start somewhere.
It's true.
Just two more
questions.
Or
end up somewhere.
Hey, start and end up. Just two questions left for our social. So, Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things that are filling your days with happiness that you could share?
Sleep.
Love it.
And if I can get a run in, yeah, some running.
Not today. It's raining really hard today. As you know, although a dark show, it is centered around love. So we just want to see what celebrity, famous, fictional couple you would be. Ready? It does take a long time. Okay, there you go. Dun, 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 dun. This is Timothée Chalamet again.
And Saoirse Ronan.
Thank you for the pronunciation of the name.
That is profound.
That's you.
I love that. That's me, both of those people?
Yes.
I had
what
no idea.
What famous couple are you? Both of them.
I had no idea I had that in me.
That's Willy Wonka.
I mean, going from Opening Doors...
To Willy Wonka. And Lady Bird.
And Lady Bird. Do not forget Lady Bird.
Do not forget Lady Bird. Well, happy opening. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
So, my name is Jason. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. We are a podcast. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners who can only hear us?
Hi. I'm David Manis. I play Delaney and a couple of other small roles in the show.
That's amazing. So, it's opening night.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
You get nervous
excited.
Still?
Oh, sure. That there's always some, you're aware.
Yeah.
No matter how well you think the show is, no matter how small your thing is, you have a awareness that, okay, there's a lot of folks, you know,
yeah.
it's built up in that way, and that's good. A little excitement is good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite moment from the rehearsal process?
Oh, one that I'm also an understudy, so I came in late. A lot of these folks had done the show in the summer at the Atlantic, and I, you know, I wasn't here then, and so I had not heard the score ever. And there was a time that I had to step in at rehearsal for a part that I'm understudying, and somebody stepped up and sang a song right into my face that I had never heard before, and I'm just trying to go, I'm seeing, I'm reacting, I'm thinking, good, I have no idea where this is going. Does she kill me at the end of the song? I don't even know.
That's a challenge.
It was fun, though.
Oh, man, and understudies, you guys held it down during the pandemic, right?
Oh, sure.
Bravo. Thank you for what you do. I could never do that. Uh-huh. I would be crying before every show. So our show is called Survival Jobs. Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite survival job before you got to Broadway?
I used to write industrials.
Oh, wow.
So that,
commercials?
Not commercials, but for pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, yeah.
And computer things, for like trade shows and things like
yes.
that.
Yes.
And not in the days that Brian and I were talking about this once. There was a time that people would sing very seriously about, you know, the Johnson's floor mop makes me feel alive and like a woman or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And when I was doing it, it was sort of the David Letterman era where we were making fun of that idea. We were making fun of, can you believe I'm singing a song about diabetes
exactly.
meters?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of fun. I had a big thing too.
I love that. And last mm-hmm. question. The show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Mm-hmm. Are there two things that you want to fill your days with?
I see. That would be, let's see, various forms, slight gradations of flavors of chocolate ice cream.
Oh, and, I'm with you.
And what else? Let me think. I don't know. It may just be that. It's just that double order of that.
Double scoops.
You know? Yeah.
I love that for you.
Sure. It's simple.
Yes.
It's a philosophy, and I'm living by it.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Have a great opening night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the show.
Sure. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself and let everybody know your role in the show?
I'm Craig Lucas, and I play the princess. Oh, no. I wrote the script.
Thank you, Craig. How do you feel to be here at opening night? I know this was years in the works, and you're here at opening night. You made it.
Yeah, you know, I'm tired.
And the weather is not helping the tired factor.
I don't mind that. I like the rain, but I'm ready to go back to my little house in the woods and play with my dogs.
Amazing. So the subject matter is a bit dark, the script's a bit heavy. How did you keep yourself light and happy during the writing process?
I don't find it dark. I think it's about love, and I think love always contains the possibility of joy and hope, and so I don't find the show dark. I think things, sad things happen in it, but the people in it are aiming for the light, and they're hoping for the very best.
That's really beautiful, and that's life. You have the love and the dark, and it's just the roller coaster. So the show is called Day of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things that bring you joy in life that you want to fill your days with?
Oh, yeah, my husband and my dogs.
Boom. Thanks so much for chatting with us. Happy opening. Congratulations. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, y'all. My name is Joshua Henry. Can't wait to see Days of Wine and Roses tonight.
Hey, boom. So you're not a stranger to opening nights. You've had your fair share of them on Broadway. What's your favorite part about an opening night?
I think just that feeling of anticipation. Like on a night like tonight, I'm expecting like a masterclass. I'm expecting incredible music. Adam Gettler is one of my favorite composers. And Brian and Kelly... I've just had such huge respect for them. They've been so, especially Brian, his voice for me, and having experience working with him in Into the Woods, is so kind, so phenomenal, so honest with his work. So this feeling is like, oh my gosh, you get to see your favorite everything, yeah, in one night.
I recently, thank you for sharing that. I just showed Tick, Tick, Boom to one of my friends who had never seen it. You were amazing in that. Do you have a favorite memory from that production?
Probably me, Vanessa Hutchins, and Andrew Garfield performing Louder Than Words. Like that number was like the biggest, and especially when we did it in 2020, that was just really special filming that.
Thank you so much. So the show is Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things in your life that you like to fill your days with that bring you happiness?
I like to fill my days these days with family and art. So that's really all that's my happiness right now.
Thanks so much for chatting. Happy opening. Enjoy. Nice meeting you. Hi. So this is a podcast network. Most of the folks are just listening. So can you introduce yourself to everyone just listening?
I'm George Takei, and I am excited about the show, and I have been. Long before most of the people here were born. Have you heard of Playhouse 90 on television?
I have to be honest, I have not.
Most you young people don't know that this was a landmark program, 60 minutes of live television, live, like theater, not rehearsed, not filmed. Some of the most promising young playwrights, unknown, with some of the most promising young unknown actors, and J.P. Miller's drama titled Days of Wine and Roses. I was on that show. My father and I saw that back in 1950s. and we were moved and swept away. And then there's that movie, as you know,
there
with
is,
Jet.
I know the movie. Okay,
you were born by then, yes. And that was wonderful. But tonight, it's got the music of Adam Gattell. And we saw him and heard him and saw Kelly O'Hara at Lincoln Center in the light of the piazza. So I know we have a wonderful show. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that people here have taste and will make sure, ensure that the show becomes a great hit.
You will not be disappointed. So the day, it's called Days.
I don't think I'm going to be disappointed at all.
I'm confident. You know what? I love that. The show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things in your life that you want to fill your days with that bring you happiness?
There are two things what?
That you want to fill your days with.
Fill my days with?
Like wine and roses. Oh. Could be chocolate and
plenty of roses.
Yeah.
But this will teach you to be moderate and intelligent with the wine part.
You know? And that's that. Thank you so much for chatting with us. Happy opening night. Thanks for chatting. Bye. Yay. A lot of people are just listening, so can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, this is Carolee Carmelo. Hi, Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah, so you're not a stranger to opening nights. You've had your fair share of Broadway openings. What's your favorite part about opening night?
Oh, I guess just the support from the community. You know, you get so many people from the business who come, and everyone loves Kelly and Brian, and everyone sort of gathers around and supports them. And Victoria Clark comes along.
Victoria Clark.
You look so incredible.
Hi. No.
Come on, join in.
It's the Broadway Podcast Network.
Podcast Network. Can you introduce yourself?
Clark, everybody.
Tony Award winner, Victoria Clark.
I love this redhead so much.
Same.
We did Les Mis together 33 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She looks exactly the same. You look exactly the same.
Oh, stop.
So we have a show on the network called Survival Jobs, where we talk to folks about survival jobs they've had along their journey. Do you guys have a memorable one you could share quickly?
I used to be one of those fragrance models at Macy's and Bloomingdale's when I first moved to the city. Yeah.
Julie White has that survival job as well, just so you know.
It's a good one. It was very flexible and $10 an hour, which at that time was great.
Yeah. Nice. I sold retail, like in little shops on Columbus Avenue. Told women they looked fabulous and everything, in everything they put on. And
that's
I taught
the acting came in
right. And then I taught children, you know, like in musical theater camp.
Amazing. Last question. So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you guys have something that can fill your day with happiness that you want to share? Okay. Two things.
Carmelo, my children.
My oh.
Your children?
That was a good answer.
Yeah, my Aww. Children. They're grown and out of the house now, but whenever they're around, they fill me with happiness.
I'm going to copy that answer. That's absolutely true. I only have one children. But he's fabulous.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting.
Yay.
I loved this. A double interview. Yeah, so for the people who are just listening, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Montego Glover.
Hello, and you are not a stranger to opening night. So what's your favorite part about opening night?
An opening night on Broadway is an enormously special thing. I mean, there's something about being in the district with other actors in the community and having a moment to just be together. We're all working all the time, and we're never quite on the same schedule. So this feels like a moment to really, really come together. Also, I'm a huge fan of Brian and Kelly's, so this is a big night for me.
I mean, they are superstars. So on the network, we have a show called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you could share that was memorable on your journey to be where you are now?
Oh, my gosh. What did I have? Yes. I feel like at some point I had a survival job, and I was like a receptionist for an advertising firm. I was the pinch hitter. Like, I was their mid-morning gal. Just right. And I don't even remember when that was, but I remember doing that and really liking it, actually.
Yeah, and you know, that's tough work. Receptionist jobs are thankless jobs sometimes, so congratulations. Okay, so lastly, the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things in your life that fill your days with happiness, joy, whatever it may be?
A beautiful scented candle and a long bath.
Girl, I love a good scented candle.
Love it.
Trader Joe's has this candle right now. It's $10. It crackles. It's like lemon and like freshness. It's amazing. Go get it. 55 hours of burning.
Yes. Yes. You just made a fan. Thank you.
Trader Joe's, can you sponsor the podcast? Thank you so much. Happy opening. Thanks for chatting. Bye. Hey, girl.
Well.
Hi, welcome to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I love the Broadway Podcast Network.
Can you introduce yourself to the people who are just listening?
Yes, of course. I'm Jessica Vosk. I'm on the red carpet of Days of Wine and Roses. A treat, a dream, crying, laughing, throwing up.
You know what? And by the way, you're like traveling the world, performing everywhere.
I'm
and
traveling.
You're
still making its opening night. I came back last night from LA for this. I love everybody involved. I wouldn't miss it.
What's your favorite part about opening night?
I love opening nights because for all of us in the theater community who don't get to see each other normally, we all run into each other and we do the thing and we give the kisses and we talk about it. But it's the energy. It's just the energy. I love the fact that we get to celebrate people and be here, you know, in honor of a really beautiful piece of work.
So beautiful. You're in for a treat. So we have a show on the network called Survival Jobs. Okay. Do you have a survival job that's memorable that you were on your journey to stardom?
Well, you know what? I started in finance, which was a survival job by itself, but that wasn't while I was auditioning. When I quit finance and I was auditioning for my life, I babysat everyone's child. So now these days, if you hand me a crying baby,
it stops crying.
That's it.
It stops crying.
And that's what, it stops crying, you know? We don't need to talk about anything else but it.
It. Lastly, the show's called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things in your life that you like to fill your days with that maybe bring you joy? Maybe Fred?
That's it. I love to fill my day with my dog. His name is Fred. He can do no wrong until he does, but I still am okay with it. And then I also love to fill my days with cooking. When I can. And I love seeing you.
Oh, my God. I know. How fun. This is our first interview.
It was bound to
happen. One of many.
My name is Jason, and I'm the co-host of Survivor Jobs, the podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Nice to meet you, too. Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Sure. My name is Jordan Tyson. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm in The Notebook.
Awesome. We can't wait for that. That's such a classic. How do you feel taking on, like, sort of big show like that based on a huge property?
It feels so exciting. I think partially because it's so, even though there have been different iterations, the musical is very much its own thing. Yeah. So I'm very excited.
That's amazing. So we have a podcast called Survival Jobs, a podcast. Do you have a favorite survival job you've had over the years before you made it to Broadway?
Absolutely. With no hesitation, I get off at the same subway stop as the spin studio I used to work at. It was called Psych Fitness. Rest in peace. It had to, the business closed down in COVID. But for years, I worked there right on 44th and 8th. And I would be like,
going
I'm going on Broadway. I'm going to Broadway. Like, I'm going to be fit. I'm going to be ready. And I love it.
Here you are. Manifestation. Got you one more question just for social media. Okay, so the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that bring happiness to your days every day?
Coffee.
Ooh, yes.
And singing.
Congratulations. We can't wait to see you on your opening night for The Notebook in a couple months. Yeah, have fun tonight. Thank you. So my name is Jason. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast. Would you mind saying your name just so our listeners can know who you are?
Hey, y'all. This is Joy Woods.
Yes. And how do you feel being here on this big opening night? All this excitement, a new show's opening. How do you feel?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many people here. I feel like I'm getting whiplash. There's so many beautiful people here getting whiplash trying to see everybody. But the energy is good. It's filling me. I'm ready to watch the show with a bunch of people that love theater.
I love that. So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that continue to bring you happiness in your days?
Yes, I think so. I have a few things, I think.
Yeah, share with us.
I love listening to music. I love napping. I love dancing. I love eating.
Creativity.
Yes, and I love laughing. I love being around people. Lots of things.
That's so great. Thank you for being on the show. Have fun tonight. Get lots of laughs if you can. I heard there's a little drama in there, though.
But I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're all together. Come together. host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind just saying your name for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Ah, yes, LaShance.
So how exciting is an opening night? I know it's not yours, but like, you've been to so many. How does it feel to be at another one?
Well, you know, this is one of the blessings of being in the Broadway community that we get to be a part of. Opening nights, these historic nights on Broadway. And here's a show that has so much, so beloved, and has having this amazing revival with two brilliant stars. So the room, there's a vibe in here, is electric right now. It's nice.
I love that. It is.
Yes.
So our podcast is called Survival Jobs, a podcast. Do you have a favorite survival job you had before you became a Broadway superstar?
What are you saying, Survivor?
Survival Jobs, a podcast. Like a survival job before
you
became
yes.
the superstar you are?
Oh, my God. I have the best. I worked at, I sold cemetery plots as a telemarketer.
Really? I mean.
As a telemarketer. And you know what the slogan was? We're the last ones to let you down.
Perfect. Mic drop.
Oh, my God.
It's
anyway,
a great slogan.
That's what I did.
Thank you for being on the show. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My name is Jason. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind saying your name for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Of course, I'm Celia Keenan-Bolger.
Yes. So, thank you for being on the show. How does it feel to be at another opening night? All the excitement in the air? Are you excited for the show? Are you, is there a certain person you're excited to see?
I'm really excited to see Kelly O'Hara. I am so happy that this show is on Broadway. I think it's a stacked season of musicals, and I think this musical occupies a very special and specific place.
Yeah, so the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Is there two things that bring you happiness every single day?
How about my kid and my friends?
Family, community, I love that. Yes. Well, thank you for being here. Have a great time tonight. Enjoy the show. My name is Jason. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind just saying your name for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Sure, Christine Dwyer.
Yes, and it's opening night. How do you feel seeing another opening night of a Broadway show?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is only my second time ever seeing Kelly O'Hara live, so yeah. I am so pumped. I can't wait to most likely cry.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be lots of tears. Do you have some tissues in your bag or anything?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that continuously bring you joy or happiness in your days?
Oh, yes. My husband, Matt, and my dog, Chowda.
Matt, and your dog's name is?
Chowda, like the soup, but with a Boston accent.
Matt and Chowda, shout out. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Give a minute to chat with us?
Yes,
yes, thank you. My name is Jason. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind just saying your name for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Yes, my name is Shelley Williams.
Yes, and you're directing two huge shows this year. Is there any pressure? So The Ways and The Notebook. Is there any pressure? Because those are two iconic, very different, iconic IPs. How do you feel? Is there any pressure? Or you think you got it because you're a strong black woman?
No pressure whatsoever. No, of course there's pressure. Are you kidding me? I haven't slept in 2 years. No. I mean, it's a huge privilege. I'm, you know, honored to have this huge, awesome responsibility, and I take that very seriously.
Yeah.
And it is the greatest thing in the world. You know, this is the thing that you pray for.
Yeah.
And when you get your blessing,
yeah.
you just sit in a place of grace, and you pray that, you know, all these years of preparation have led to this moment.
I love that. So do you have any advice for any directors out there who may be looking for, it's a little bit of a nugget of a little advice or a little tip for anybody?
Yeah, I always had sought stories that were really true to my soul. You know, I didn't go for things that I thought would be commercial.
Yeah.
I always went for stories that I deeply connected with, which, you know, this is my 20th year directing, and I just now have a Broadway show. But I am hugely proud of all the stories that I wanted to tell that no one else wanted to tell, because I thought that there was value in that.
Yeah.
And now that this moment has come, I feel like I've always been true to my own artistic vision. So that would be the recommendation that I would give to anyone,
is
stay true to your voice and trust that even if it takes longer, your journey will be more joyful and more authentic to who you are as an artist.
I love that. One more question. The show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that always bring you joy in your days when you're not getting any sleep?
My daughters.
Yeah.
Really? And my family. you know, my husband, my daughters, like that's what matters to me.
Yeah. You shout them out?
Yeah, Sayla and Sasha, my two beautiful girls, and my husband Scott. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. Can't wait for your opening night. Which one's first, you know?
Notebook is first.
Notebook is first.
Right now, so it's very exciting.
We'll see you there. Right, Thank you. Have fun tonight. Yeah. So my name is Jason. I'm at Survival Jobs, a co-host right here around Broadway Podcast Network. Do you have a memorable survival job before you became the icon that you are?
Survival job, done tons. I mean, I started babysitting at age 11.
Oh, my
gosh.
Did that
my whole life. But probably the grittiest job was, like, catering.
Catering.
Yeah, because it ain't pretty behind the scenes. You're setting up your big old Tupperwares of dirty dishes.
How many dishes did you drop?
I didn't drop any dishes.
Oh, okay.
But I had to lug a lot and set up, break it on down. So it's a lot easier when you're singing for the guests as opposed to setting up for the guests.
Yes. Can I ask you one more question? The show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that continue to bring you joy every day?
Ooh, grandchildren and laughter.
Grandchildren and laughter. Yeah. Family and laughter. You brought me so much joy. It's my birthday today, and I only came here because I wanted to be part of the Broadway community. So thank you for being you.
You're welcome. Thank you for living another day.
Yes.
Another year.
Joy. Thank you. Okay, my name is Jason Coombs. I'm the co-host of Survival Jobs, a podcast. Would you mind just saying your name because we can't see your beautiful face on our podcast?
Oh, okay. Bernadette Peters.
Yes, the icon, the legend.
I'm shorter than you.
Yeah, you are.
You can't see it, but I come up to his waist.
Yeah. It's true. So you've had plenty of opening nights. What is your favorite thing about being here supporting a new show on Broadway?
Well, that's what's important is just the enthusiasm that I feel for these two performers and this show and for Broadway. Yeah. There's nothing like live theater.
It's very true. It's community.
Yeah.
So the show's called Days of Wine and Roses. Are there two things that continue to bring you joy in your days?
My dogs.
Yeah.
My fella.
Yeah.
Waking up and just making a list of everything I'm grateful for.
I love that. You have to in these days, right? So the last question I have for you is, our podcast is called Survival Jobs, a podcast. We interview artists about their passions before they became the celebrities and the icons that they are. Do you have a survival job from your past that was so memorable?
You know, I was so lucky. I guess my survival jobs were all the paying your dues jobs. Yeah. I was lucky enough I didn't have to. I lived at home because I lived in New York.
No rent.
Yeah, so I didn't have to work as a waitress or anything like that. But I did do summer stock. I did play the mountains. I did do, you know, the jobs that teach you a lot, but in the business, but you learn a lot from them. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So on a personal note, before you go, I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's a very small inner city, and seeing Cinderella as a sixth grader is why I'm here today. So thank you for that. I had no access to theater or like musical theater in that way. So that production opened up doors for me. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for letting me know.
Of course. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the show.
So we are a podcast network. A lot of folks are just listening. So can you introduce yourself to the people who are listening?
Of course. Hi, Broadcast Network. I'm Jen Colella. How are you?
Jen, congratulations on Sufts. What a huge show that's going to be. How are you feeling about it?
I'm very excited. I can't wait to tell the story. I can't wait to tell the story with these extraordinary women during an election year.
100%. So you are not a stranger to opening nights. What's your favorite part about an opening night on Broadway?
It's the excitement. It's this. It's being right here with you. It's feeling the electricity and everybody really thrilled to celebrate these actors, celebrate this new piece, and welcome it to the Great White Way.
Completely. So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things in your life that fill your days with happiness?
Wine and roses, 100%. Who doesn't like that?
Staying on the theme. Thanks so much for chatting with us. Enjoy the show. Can you introduce yourself to the people who are just listening, because we are a podcast network?
I'm Martina Mayock, playwright.
I'm Bobby Conti, an actor.
Amazing. So you guys are both not strangers to opening nights. What's your favorite part of an opening night on Broadway?
Seeing the community. I always love our people. I always feel so lucky to be a part of it. And so it's like it's a wonderful party. Gets to reconnect with everybody.
Absolutely. It feels like a family affair because it's people in the community, it's your family and friends, it's all the people that have galvanized together to make the show, and you're celebrating this moment in time. And then you go to the bar, even after the show.
During and after. So the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you guys have two things in your life that you like to fill your days with?
Love!
I like to fill my days with Martina Mayok and making art. And of late, watching football.
Amazing. So real quick before you go, we have a show on the network called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you could quickly share before you run in?
Oh, my God, yes. I did so many survival jobs. I think the most memorable was I used to be a caregiver for two men with disabilities, which meant, like, bathing them, preparing them for the day, cooking for them. It's partly what I wrote Cost of Living based on.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that, too.
Yeah, I can't beat that. I was a museum tour guide at the Disney Family Museum.
Hey, that's a great job. Got you ready for your acting, right? Well, happy opening. Enjoy. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
So we're a podcast network. So for the folks just listening, can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Anna Zavelson.
And I'm Ruthie Ann Miles.
So you're not a stranger to opening night. So what's your favorite part about a Broadway opening?
The energy is absolutely my favorite thing. When you're on the stage, you feel all of that acceptance and warmth and buoyant energy from the audience. And so on the receiving end, it's comforting. And on the giving end, you're able to just give all of your energy and your love and throw it at them, and they feel it. And the audience and the cast have that relationship together, and it's formed right at that moment. And so we get to be the first people to throw it at them.
Well, this is my first opening night. Welcome. That I so I'm asking you that question next time to see what's your favorite part. Real quick before you go in, the show is called Days of Wine and Roses. Do you have two things in your life that make your days filled?
My daughter is the light of my life. Her name is Hope. She fills my life, and music. Music in our family is very important, and put them together, and that's everything.
Well, thank you for chatting. Do you have an answer to that?
Sure. College and being with all my friends and family. It's wonderful.
I wish I could go back to college. Happy opening. Thank you for chatting.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.